So just how much progress are countries making towards achieving these Millennium Development Goals by 2015? A decade into the project, how many countries are on track to hit these targets for eradicating poverty, reducing child mortality, and improving maternal health, among other very difficult tasks? Well, Lisbeth Steer is with a British think tank called the Overseas Development Institute, and she's been working on a report card on the UN goals. She shared some results with us.
Overall, we are making very strong progress on poverty alleviation, access to clean water, education and gender equality. Less progress has been made on maternal and child health.
And regionally, or where are we seeing the best progress? I know Africa has been a major point of focus for the UN. How are things there compared to the rest of the world?
Well, in Africa, there's been a lot of great progress in certain areas. For example, in terms of access to education, gender equality, we've seen huge progress in Africa. If you look at absolute progress measures, the top 10, 9 of those are from Africa. Other areas in the world have done really well on poverty reduction. The stories that come out of Southeast Asia are very telling. Latin America has done quite well as well, although they're dealing with some inequities there.
Can you just take us into a town or village in Latin America and Southeast Asia? I mean, when we're talking about poverty numbers improving, I mean, where might that really have an impact on the life of a person? I mean, how have lives changed?
Well, lives have definitely changed tremendously. I had the privilege to live 5 years in Vietnam, for example. Vietnam has just made tremendous progress. They've grown over the past decade at about 7% per year. They brought their poverty numbers back from over 50s to less than 20%.
So economic growth and also better poverty rates.
And the poverty reduction. And you can just see the business environment. It is tremendous. The exports, Vietnam was a rice importer, has become the second largest exporter of rice. The huge changes that have taken place in that country are really visible on the ground. When we were there in the 90s, you saw mainly bicycles on the road. Then it was motorbikes. Now many people we know have bought cars and are moving around.
So traffic congestion might be the next problem.
Well, exactly. That obviously is one of the things that they have to watch out for.
Is there a risk that if we start ticking boxes like this as we approach, you know, the 15 years and diplomats are patting themselves on the back for hitting some of these goals, that some real challenges that remain could be obscured, could be forgotten?
Well, I think we have learned a lot over the years, and there's definitely a mood at the meeting as well of optimism. Partly because progress has been made, but also I think because we have learned a lot about the solutions, and we know what can be done to improve things. One of the things we've been looking at in our work is to try and identify in a number of countries around the world that have done really well, what really contributed to that. And those factors can then be replicated or can at least be used in different contexts. Obviously, they need to be adapted to each country where they are applied. But a lot of learning has been going on, and there's a real optimism, I think, that we can actually achieve the MDGs, but more broadly also achieve real progress around the world.
Thank you for talking to us.
Thank you very much. That was a pleasure.
Lisbeth Steer is Research Associate at the Overseas Development Institute and the lead researcher on the Millennium Development Goals report card. That study was funded by the Gates Foundation.
This is NPR.